common sense to me.
Yes.
Amen. Not only that, praise God, the number of drug-related death, praise God, just make no sense to me. Can I just digress for 1 minute? Praise God. Now, I know it's Black History Month this month. Praise God. But you know, this is one thing that continues to bother me. Praise God, that our young black men, praise God, have gotten to a point where the black life don't mean anything to them. Amen. I'm talking to somebody out there. Praise God. We need to realize, praise God, that every life is precious in the sight of God. Amen. We are shooting each other as though it's hunting season. Amen. Just the other day, amen, I'm looking on the news and we had another murder. Amen. Right there in New Orleans. Amen. So life back then in history is cheap. Praise God. It appears that it's a little cheap now. But praise God. But we know that life is not cheap. Praise God. Because everybody that is born of God, praise God, that's born on this life, all of our lives are precious in the sight of God. I remember a text that says that I am come that they may have life. Amen. I believe that was John 10:10.
Yes,
and he said, and have it, referring back to life more abundantly. You see, for God to send his son and to die on the cross.
Yes.
Praise God. Let us know how valuable life.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Go with me now as we read verse 21 through 23. And it says, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry land. And the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea. And all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated. First, we just thank God for all of our visitors who are sharing with us. We are grateful for each of you, our members, our deacons, and everyone who's present. And we're thankful to God for our candidate on this morning. Amen. We want to continue to pray that the Lord will continue to bless and keep her in his care. Our emphasis is on the 23rd, really, verse that says, the Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea, all of Pharaoh's horsemen and his chariots, I want to talk, you probably heard this before, but you're ready for it now, bringing closure to the past. Bringing closure to the past. Let me begin by saying that on last week we talked about the challenges before us as we embraced the year of 2012, and our focus was on Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, where the children of Israel stood on the brink of entering into the promised land, and the majority of them said that they were not able to take over the land. But it was Joshua and Caleb who walked by faith and not by sight alone, believed that if God be for us, who can be against us? And so it was from that verse that we lifted six challenges before us as we move into this new year. And they were the challenge of cooperation that says, let us. The challenge of activity says, let us, that says, go. And the challenge of advance says, up. The challenge of urgency that says now, and the challenge of conquest that says possess the land, and the challenge of ability that says we are well able. In other words, Joshua and Caleb say, let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able. But my brothers and sisters, in order for us to be able to embrace the challenges before us and move forward with zeal and vigor, we must be first be able to bring closure to the many negative things in our past that's holding us hostage and keeping us from our future destiny and the blessing that stands before us. And so with your prayers for a little while, I want to talk from that subject this morning, bringing closure to the past. Because too many folk today, even Christians, are seemingly stranded in time and unable to step out on faith and move into their future, while still others are out of fellowship with the church and the Lord. And many today are still lost and on their way to eternal damnation, all because of the fact that they're shackled and bound by their past. But my brothers and sisters, you need to know and you need to understand that there's nothing you or I can do to change anything that happened, both good or bad, on yesterday, last week, last month, or even last year in 2011. And so in order to move toward our future, we must be able to bring closure to the past. And especially those negative things that hold us hostage and hinder our forward progress. Although I must admit that many times one of the hardest things to do is to bring closure, amen, to those things of yesterday that causes us pain in our today. Because as we look back over the glories of yesterday, there are some things about yesterday that were not so good. Because on yesterday there were days of laughter, but there were also some days when tears clouded our vision. On yesterday, there were heartaches and disappointments that clouded the landscape of our lives. Yesterday, there were people whose deeds devastated us and whose words cut our hearts to pieces. On yesterday, there were pains that plummeted us, predicaments that puzzled us, and mishaps that mesmerized us, and circumstances that circumvented our happiness. I'm talking about yesterday. But my brothers and sisters, we don't want the bad boys of yesterday hounding us today. We don't want the pains of yesterday messing up our today. Because my brothers and sisters, none of us need to be beat up by our yesterday, because yesterday is only a faint fog behind us. Are y'all here with me? It is only a faint fog behind us, and there's nothing we can do, amen, to change what happened on yesterday, because it is only a memory that has already taken place. Are y'all here with me? And so the whole point, amen, of our message this morning is that if we are unable to bring closure to the many negative things in our past, we certainly won't be able to embrace the challenges before us and get on with our today. Nor will we be able to open up our tomorrows while still dealing with the baggage of history. But still, there are a whole lot of, yes, Lord, folk who are so caught up with what has already happened that they are, yes, unable to see what is about to happen. They're like one of my old seminary professors by the name of Dr. Cullen Washington used to say, many are stranded in the present, standing in the present and living in the past, looking to the future, but they are not going anywhere. Would bring me to our immediate text in Exodus chapter 14, 21 through 30, with the emphasis on verse 22 and 23. Now, the scene of our text takes place right after God has opened the Red Sea. And the children of Israel began to walk across on dry land with a wall of water on each side of them. But still, Brother Jackson, that was a problem because right behind them on, yes, Lord, was Pharaoh's army in hot pursuit. And so God's chosen found themselves stranded somewhere between dilemma and deliverance because not only was the promise of the future revealed in this scene, but also there was the never-ending presence of the past, because Pharaoh and his army represents Israel's past, and beyond the Red Sea represented their future. But if there was ever going to be, if they were ever going to be able to seize their future, they had to bring closure to their past, because in order, amen, for them to move through the open door, that what was ahead, they had to close down what was behind. In other words, in order to get to the new place, the old has to be dealt with. But you know, there are a whole lot of folk like the Israelites today. I'm talking about folk who have a bright and glorious future before them, but they can't move forward because they're still shackled and bound by the past. And that's why many relationships can't move forward, because they're still harboring some painful experience from the past. But even worse, many lost folk fail to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord of their lives, all because they're shackled and bound by some negative thing in their past. Moreover, there are a lot of saved folk who are out of fellowship with the church as well as one another, all because they're allowing, yes, past failures and past action, past hurts by others to keep them chained and bound to their past, preventing them from being reconciled to one another and recommitted to the Lord and the church. And so in the story of our text, we hope to reveal some things, yes, Lord, that will perhaps help us to bring closure to the many negative things of the past that's preventing us from moving forward with our lives. But now keep in mind and don't forget the premise of this message, and that is Pharaoh and his army represent Israel's past, and beyond the Red Sea represent their future destiny that has already been divinely set by God. And so the first thing we see in the text is that the only time we encounter the past is when we try to move toward our future. Because note, the text revealed in verse 22 and 23 that just when the Israelites' future seemed to be in reach, they look behind them and they see the past gaining on them fast. But now this always seems to be the case when we try and progress in our lives, because things, amen, that we many times things that have been behind us that we thought that were, amen, long behind us and that we have forgotten, many times they began to raise their ugly heads again. Are y'all here with me? But now, as long as we, are complacent and not trying to move forward, the past seems to lie dormant, and like a sleeping lion, the past seems to be at rest. But just as soon as you make up your mind to move into your tomorrow, you will see the past moving towards you with a vengeance. And again, I say the thing that you thought were long forgotten, all of a sudden they began to raise up their ugly heads again. And so as the Israelites began to march forth victoriously through the Red Sea on dry land with a pillar of cloud between them and the Egyptians, perhaps they had begun to believe that the Pharaoh of the past in Egypt was only a faint notation on the pages